Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Frame, F-R-A-M-E, 41957. Date of birth, today is 5/24, 67-year-old gentleman, currently on hospice with history of congestive heart failure, period. In a paragraph, he has a history of COPD, BPH, anxiety, bipolar disorder, gastroesophageal reflux, decompensation, tobacco abuse, and status post porcine aortic valve replacement, period. In a paragraph, patient was found to be short of breath, dyspneic, with volume, with JVD and edema in the lower extremity, consistent with his end-stage congestive heart failure, period. In a paragraph, he has bouts of bladder incontinence because of his weakness, period. Medication includes Colace 100 mg once a day, Flomax 0.4 mg once a day, Buspar 15 mg TID, Aspirin 81 mg a day, Haldol 2 mg at nighttime, Lexapro 10 mg a day, Lipitor 40 mg a day, Metformin 1000 mg BID, Diltiazem 30 mg 2 TID, Coreg 3.125 twice a day, Protonix 40 mg a day, period. Surgery, left toe amputation, aortic valve replacement, porcine, in parenthesis, social. He smokes, he doesn't drink alcohol. He's divorced. He used to be a landscaper. Allergy, codeine. COVID immunizations up to date. Family history, dad died of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Mom died of lung cancer. He has system, shortness of breath, weakness, anxiety, air hunger. He's currently not on oxygen. History of bipolar disorder, blood sugars controlled because of decreased weight, protein calorie malnutrition, CHF, lower extremity edema, PND, orthopnea. He requires the head of the bed elevated at 45 degrees with a few pillows to be able to lay down at night. On exam, 67-year-old gentleman in mild to moderate respiratory distress. So that's 92%. Heart rate is 100. Blood pressure 140 over 95. He's a febrile. Heart positive, small positive, still rhythmic, 3 gallop. Lungs, ronchi and rouse in both bases. Abdomen, soft neck, shows positive JVD. Skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with amnesia, neurological, non-focal. Lower extremity shows a 1 plus edema. Assessment, 67-year-old gentleman with decompensation and uncontrolled congestive heart failure despite Lasix. And despite being on Lasix, Coreg, and Diltiazem, period. In the paragraph, we'll try to get his records regarding his ejection fraction. Nevertheless, he has an S3 gallop. He's short of breath. He's hypoxic with any type of activity and has severe COPD with tobacco abuse, period. In the paragraph, he's doing poorly. He's no longer able to care for himself. He has a caretaker that stays with him on a regular basis, period. In the paragraph, he has an aortic valve in place, which does not require, he has a porcine aortic valve in place, which does not require any coagulation, period. He also suffers from BPH, has issues with incontinence, protein, calorie, malnutrition, weight loss, and edema in the lower extremity with possible ascites in the abdominal cavity, period. In the paragraph, he tells me that his liver function test has been elevated in the past, most likely related to cryptogenic cirrhosis and congestive heart failure, period. Overall prognosis remains poor. He also requesting increased pain medication in his hips and legs because he's having more pain that keeps him up at night, along with his shortness of breath and his weakness and anxiety that was mentioned above. Thank you.